Please turn your Bibles this morning to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you for this time of worship, and Lord, I just pray and ask, Lord, as we look in your precious word, Lord, that you'll speak through me to this congregation and to myself, and Lord, may we view our thankfulness, Lord, in light of your cross and all of your blessings and everything that you have done for us in your great love. And may you have glory forever and ever. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come before your throne. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18 will be our theme verse. The next couple of times that I will be with you, next Sunday, Lord willing, I will not be here this week, Monday through Sunday, but the next couple of times leading up to Thanksgiving, we will be looking at Thanksgiving. You catch that? Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving is certainly a Christian holiday, a holy day. And it's to remind us that, you know, not only are we to be thankful, but we are also to give. And we're going to look at areas in our lives that we ought to and should give back to the Lord. Because, by the way, everything belongs to Him. If He said, quit breathing right now to you, guess what? You wouldn't be breathing. We owe everything to the Lord, all of our resources, our time, our effort, and our monies. Everybody say our monies. Oh, some of y'all grabbed your purse and your wallet when you said that. But, you know, He doesn't want all of it. He has told us to enjoy life and to live it. But we're going to look in Scriptures how we ought to give back to Him, because He is Lord of everything, including our finances. Everyone say amen. Well, that's not the sermon this morning. We're going to look at this morning why we are grateful and thankful for all what the Lord has done. And in light of our thankfulness and everything that He has done for us, then the next couple of times we're going to see why we want to give back to the Lord in our service, our talents, our gifts, and our finances. And these will be a very biblical series of messages concerning thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, our theme verse for this series is this: in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So if you're looking this morning for God's will, part of God's will for your life is to be thankful. It's spelled out there for us. For this is whose will? God's will in Christ Jesus for you. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Thessalonica, and it is preserved. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit, preserved for the church down through the ages during this great age of grace in which we have opportunity to live. And in everything, it is God's will for you to give thanks. To give thanks. And we give thanks because of His giving. Because of His giving, we give thanks. Now, when we give thanks, what does it do to us? You know, when someone does something kind to you, we teach our children from a young age, at least I hope you do, that we say thank you. Thank you. Isn't that important to say? You know, sometimes, you know, like our fall festival, Miss Tammy has said thank you twice to you. I want to say thank you also for your time and the work that was put in homecoming and fall festival. Next year be Vernon Baptist Association annual meeting, homecoming, and then fall fest. Maybe the Lord will come back before then. I don't know. But thank you. Thank you for your time and your service. So when we say thank you and we teach our children to say thank you, what is it teaching them and what does it do for us? It humbles us. When we say thank you to God, we are acknowledging that it came from who? From God. So when we say thank you, and it is God's will for us to live a life of thanksgiving unto Him, it is humbling us. Because you cannot save yourself. You cannot live good enough. You can be baptized, join a church, join anything you want to, but unless you have bowed yourself to the grace and mercy of God through Christ and His cross, you are lost. You are spiritually dead. So when we just simply say, thank you for my food, thank you for my life, thank you for my salvation, it humbles you and you acknowledge that there is a God above you and you're nothing without Him. Thank you, God. Thank you. But if you live a prideful life, you cannot really say thank you from a loving heart. Thanksgiving. We're thankful. We give thanks because of His giving to us, and it humbles us. So what has God given to us? What has He given to us? Let's start with the basics. Creation. He's given us our life. He knit you in your mother's womb and knew you before you was born. Life. Everything you have. You may say, well, I've worked hard for everything I got. Well, good for you. Hard work hadn't hurt anybody. But guess what? God has given you your health. God has given you the ability. God has given it to you. By the way, everything we have belongs to Him. Everything. You know the greatest thing He has given to us? Not only did He create us and give us life, He has given us His love. What is the greatest of these? Faith, hope, and love? What's the greatest? Love. The greatest thing you can give to somebody is your love. That's why we are to love one another. That's why we are to love our spouses, love our families, love our church, and love Him. Why do we love Him? Because He first loved us. He has given us His love. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. And by the way, we will look at this chapter more in this series because this is a great chapter that speaks about our giving back. It's a whole chapter on it. Don't tell me it's nothing in the Bible about giving. Numerous passages of Scripture. And this is a great chapter that speaks about our giving. But we're going to read the last verse of this chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. And it's speaking of what God has given to us. What God has given to us. It says, thanks be to God. Everyone say thanks. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. It cannot be explained. And this gift in context of chapter 8 and context of chapter 9 in this book, the context is the undescribable gift is Jesus Christ Himself. And secondly, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the undescribable gift that God has given to us. You may ask, well, why are you up there talking if this can't be described? I can experience it. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. His Word shows me. The Holy Spirit of God in me lives it in me and through me. But yet there are some aspects of this gift that God has given to us that our finite minds and being cannot grasp at this time. So God explains it to us in terms that we can understand it. So let's look what God says about this undescribable gift. Again, this chapter in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, this chapter is to inspire believers to give thanks. To simply give thanks. And also, this chapter is to impel us to share our lives, our finances, our gifts, and talents with others, with the church, in and through the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what this chapter is about. So this undescribable gift is the main force of our thankfulness. So how does God describe this gift that He has given to us? How? We give thanks for certain things. John 3:16. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a description of God's love. It's the undescribable gift that only God can give. And the greatest thing you can give is what? Love. Love. By the way, if you would simply love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you'd be just right on the right path. That's loving God with everything you got. But God so loved us. So we give thanks for God so loved the world. He loved you and I. Everyone. And this love is extended to everyone. God wills that none should perish. This love is universal, but many choose not to receive it by faith. Not to receive it. But we give thanks for God so loved the world. And we give thanks for God demonstrated this love. He demonstrated, it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, this love that God demonstrated says this, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So quit trying to improve yourself without Jesus Christ. If someone tells you that you ought to clean up and then come to church, you ought to clean up before you come to God, they're a liar. Let Jesus Christ clean you up. Amen? While you were still a sinner, while we were all sinners, Jesus died on the cross for us. God so loved you that He gave. And it's demonstrated this love, this undescribable gift. It was demonstrated for all the world to see. God came in the flesh and He loved us so much that God in the flesh went to the cross to forgive us of our sins, and that we can have a right relationship with Him,
That's a demonstration of God's indescribable gift, and we ought to serve Him and love Him with a thankful heart for it. Give God thanks. Undescribable. And it's demonstrated for us in Jesus Christ. And we give thanks for God will give eternal life. Aren't you happy for that? You want eternal life given by God. We don't want to live like this for all eternity, do we? No. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to ache and hurt. You know what else? I don't want to live in this sinful nature for all eternity. I don't. I don't want to feel that dirtiness or filthiness when I sin. I don't want to say something that I shouldn't have said or do something I shouldn't have done for all eternity. I want eternal life that only Jesus can give me. That's what I want. I don't want to live like this forever. And you don't either. You can't fix this brokenness, but God can. God can through Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says it like this: "For the wages of sin is death." That's why we all must die. For sinners. "But the gift of God is eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life." And it's the gift that God will give you. It is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's indescribable. But God describes it in ways that we can understand it. The question is, are you going to live a life of thanksgiving? That's God's will for your life. God wants your heart. God wants your love. We serve Him because we love Him. We're thankful because we love Him. And we're thankful for what God has given us. And we want to say thank you by the way we live. Will you do that? Will you give your heart and life to Jesus this morning, child of God? Be thankful. Be thankful. Live that life of thankfulness. We're fixing to have an invitation. I will be here to help you any way I can. But you know what? Some of you need Jesus Christ. Some of you need Him. He's ready to save you. If you want to live a life of thankfulness and lay down the pride and live humbly before the Lord, please do that today. And live for Him because you love Him. Amen. I'm going to pray. And I want to ask Brother Roland and the musicians if they will come forward as I pray. Let's pray. Lord, again, oh Lord, what a wonderful gift You have given. If we will just reach out by faith, trusting and believing, obeying You. Lord, I pray that we will live a life of thankfulness in such a way that we will be dynamic witnesses for You. Not looking what someone else may have or don't have, but keep our eyes fixed on You. And live a life thankful and grateful for all that You've done. And we'll give You glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Please stand.